This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I did horribly in the Rizdahl Family Golden Globes pool last night. Only got three right, but I watched in part for the spectacle and in part to help figure out which way the rest of the award season is going to go. Wesley Morris, The New York Times, is a paid professional on that score, so we got him on the phone. Wesley, good to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you, Kai.
All right, let's go back to the future. Let's talk about the Globes and what they mean for the next, like, what, six, 8 weeks of our film-going award-viewing lives. First of all, any surprises last night for you?
I think The Revenant was a legitimate surprise. The fact that it won Best Dramatic Picture,
right,
Best Drama,
right,
basically.
Right, right.
That was an award expected to go to Spotlight. Now, this happened...
Go ahead. No, I mean, my question is, really, is it that good?
Okay, first of all, we're talking about awards, Kai.
Well, okay, make me smart then. What is the value in these awards? Because I have to tell you, when Jonah Hill came out last night wearing that bear thing and NBC bleeped the ever-loving bejesus out of him, you're like, seriously, this is what we've come to? I actually thought they were putting one over on us.
Yeah, well, I actually liked that moment because it brought us back to the bad old days of TBS when the Golden Globes were just... when they were just an excuse for a bunch of Hollywood people to get drunk and you'd have to have, you know, good cable in order to see the show. But the value of these awards, I mean, it basically have to do with if you care in some ways about the people who make your movies, if you're a moviegoer,
mm-hmm.
you kind of do want to know what the people who make your movies
what
think.
What the peers think.
Great,
right.
Movies. Right. And so what they think and what they deem award-worthy and award-winning is somewhat important, even though there's documented truth in how viable they are.
Right, exactly. All right, let me get you back to movies for a minute and the predictive quality thereof. Do you think The Revenant wins Best Picture? Don't go to Leo yet.
No, I think The Revenant. I don't know. You know, because this is so crazy, right? This is the beginning of this process.
Right.
So now here's what's going to happen. There's got to be a narrative behind this. And the narrative initially before the movie opened wide over the weekend and made a lot of money, mm-hmm. the story was, wow, this is really hard. This was a hard shoot. It was cold and people suffered and it was a difficult thing to pull off. And what you noticed last night in a couple of the speeches was it's now going to become the narrative around this movie is going to become about its importance.
Wow. You think because of Leo's speech, right?
Yes.
And what he said about indigenous peoples, let's just get people up to speed. He made, at the end of a long self-indulgent speech, he made a really good and relevant point about native peoples and indigenous peoples.
I like this movie up to a point. And the thing that I think I like about it a little bit is that it is trying to sort of re-legislate the boundaries of the Western and bring marginalized entities from old Hollywood Westerns closer to the center. Now, it's still a movie about two white guys chasing each other around, but I think there's a lot of interesting identity things happening not on the margins, but closer to the middle of the story. But there is going to be some counter narrative. It's 6 weeks, basically, for these two movies, Spotlight, which is about the Catholic Church and those molestations. So you've got the people behind The Revenant now have to make a moral case to stand alongside the moral case that Spotlight makes.
All right, fair enough. So now to the best actor question. Does Leo win it after having made movies like in the last couple of years that have brought in like $1 billion? Does he finally get that little gold statue?
He does. And I think he's the best. He's one of the best actors. It's one of those things where, like, at this point, the narrative has swung his way. It's, quote, his year, unquote. This is aside from the fact that he's actually very, very good in the movie.
Wesley Morris, he writes on movies and popular culture more broadly for The New York Times. Thanks, man.
Thank you. I'll talk to you later.